Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at the topic of an undivided church and really looking at the perspective of living as, well, a part of that. Living as those that are undivided in various areas of our life. The church is the collection of God's people. It's the gathering of those that belong to Him. It's the people. And so an undivided church will require undivided people. And that can be a difficult thing in all of our lives. To stay focused and to stay united and to live with a unity in Christ. Today we're going to talk specifically about an undivided purpose. And we've been looking at a section of Scripture out of 1 Corinthians. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul's addressing divisions that have come up within the Corinthian church, within that gathering of people as the individuals would kind of align themselves with the different leaders. And decide that their leader is better than your leader. And Paul's addressing that, and he actually happens to be one of those leaders that people are lining up behind. And instead of urging people to come to his side, he's urging everyone to see Christ as the head and join his side. But also within that, as often is the case, when a division arises for whatever reason, it isn't long before we find every opportunity possible to divide rather than unite. And so in addition to lining up behind leaders, then there would become this division regarding the importance of what people were doing. And some of the tasks seemed to some as unimportant, while theirs were very important. And God wants us to live with an undivided purpose in our own life and in the gathering of His children. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8 says, "The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor." Yesterday we looked at the previous verse that talked about Paul planting the seed and Apollos watering it, but God making it grow. And today, as we consider this undivided purpose, so he goes on to say that, in essence, we have different tasks to perform. Not just Paul and Apollos having different tasks, but each one of us within the body of Christ have been uniquely gifted so that we can accomplish together what we could never do by ourselves. But that only happens when we live with an undivided purpose. A purpose defined by God. A purpose of lifting up Jesus. A purpose of making Him known. A kingdom purpose. And it's through living with an undivided purpose that not only do we discover that we have value, God says that each person will be rewarded according to his own labor. And so in a sense, it's like that group project in high school where you have one purpose. You work together so that the assignment can be done. But on the other hand, it's not like that group project because Well, each person's rewarded according to his own labor. Sometimes those group projects become frustrating because one or two people do all the work and, well, the whole team gets all the credit. Or if those involved don't do their part, then the grade for everyone suffers. But God's not like that. He calls us to do and to live life and to work with an undivided purpose. But he rewards us individually according to our own labor. And what an incredible statement that God notices the individual. God notices the work that you do that is often unseen. God notices the work that may feel unproductive because you begin to think you're the only one. But see, just as God wants us to live together and to work together within the body of Christ with an undivided purpose, he wants us to do that within our own life. One of the greatest hurdles to accomplishing the work that God created in advance for us to do is we have other things we want to do. And we live with that undivided purpose, and something has to give. But what happens when everything in our life is viewed from a perspective of that undivided purpose? An undivided purpose that honors God, that lifts up Jesus. It doesn't mean automatically that we get rid of the other tasks of life. It's just that we look at them differently. We still go to the grocery store. We still go to work. We still go to the ball game. We do the things God created us to enjoy and to find purpose in, but we do them with a different attitude. A kingdom attitude. And when our work and when our recreation and when our living life all involves that undivided purpose of honoring Jesus, what an incredible witness we become as an individual. But when we gather together with that same undivided purpose as a group, imagine what the world could see. It's kind of the scenario of lighting a single candle in a dark room. And it is very noticeable. It shines in the darkness. It can be seen from great distances. But you fill that room with people, and each one has a lit candle, and you can read the details. You can see from an even further distance. The light not only dispels the darkness, it chases away the shadows. And I believe when we live with an undivided purpose, we have the opportunity to gather with each person doing their part in a way that can light up our community. Because we're carrying the light of Jesus into the places that it needs to be seen. And when we're there, we discover we're not the only one. Sometimes that's the scariest part for many people about living with an undivided purpose in the marketplace, in the workplace, in the places of recreation is, I'll be the only one. But when we live as the body of Christ with that undivided purpose, we discover, ought to discover, that we're not the only one. I mean, it's okay if we are. God still calls us to that undivided purpose, but when we live in the body of Christ, we're not alone. Today, as we pray and you consider your purpose in life, sometimes we consider that thought independent of God. And we come up with a variety of things that kind of are based on self. But what happens when we step back and consider my purpose in life according to God? To know Christ and to make Him known. And we begin to live with that undivided purpose. And we look for how that fits into the things that God designed us to enjoy, the things God designed us to be good at. And even the things that we struggle with that God wants to use to show Himself strong. Today, we have the opportunity to live with an undivided purpose. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself, not just to collect people around You, but to give us a sense of the purpose You created us for. And Father, may we live with a greater understanding of that undivided purpose of knowing Jesus and making Him known. And may we grasp that in our own life, and may we apply that in our life as we gather together with fellow believers. May we be diligent in doing the work You've called us to do in the things that You've created us to do, being confident that You will reward each one of us according to our labor, that our work is not done in vain. And may we see a greater reward in things of eternal value than we do in the temporary money and stuff of this world. Father, as we live today, may we live with that undivided purpose that shines the light of Jesus wherever we go. And may we be aware of the gathering of that light of Jesus as others also live with that undivided purpose. Father, for the church gatherings across this nation and around this world, I pray that You would work mightily within each one to bring about an undivided purpose. Father, for the congregations that may be struggling with division, division from within, division that has crept in from the great divisions of this world, I pray that they would turn their face fully to You and see Your call to one purpose. And Father, as they live with that purpose, may you work mightily within them. Not to make them what someone else is, not to bring them to an imitation of something else that is going on, but to bring them to maturity. And whether you've put them where they are for a light in a small area or in a large area, may they be satisfied and comfortable, fulfilling the purpose that you have for them. And may you continually reveal that specific purpose, all while they pursue and model the great purpose of knowing Christ and making Him known. Father, today I continue to pray for the war that's going on in Ukraine. I pray that you would bring it to an end. I pray that you would thwart the efforts of those that are seeking harm. Father, that the soldiers on each side would kind of lose heart and desire to seek peace. That the leaders of these two nations, the leaders of the world, would see a peacemaker arise that would not just seek a worldly peace, but would involve you in how peace can be found. Father, for the many that have scattered because of the war and have no idea when they'll return home or if they'll ever return home, I pray that you continue to provide what they need. I pray for organizations like IDES and the many mission partners that they work with that are serving refugees, whether they've fled the country or whether they're just simply displaced within the country of Ukraine. May you bless the leadership of IDES with great wisdom as you continue to provide. Father, for each one of us, may we be filled with compassion for those that suffer. And may we not get caught up in the comparison game of someone's suffering being worse or less, but may we get caught up in the compassion of caring for people. Father, today, may that compassion lead us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.